1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 to 16. I praise you for remembering me in everything, and for holding to the teaching, just as I passed them on to you. Now I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered, dishonors his head. And every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head. It is just as though her head were shaved. If a woman does not cover her head, she should have her hair cut off. And if it is a disgrace for a woman to have her hair cut or shaved off, she should cover her head. A man ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of man. For man did not come from woman, but woman for man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man. For this reason, and because of the angels, the woman ought to have a sign of authority on her head. In the Lord, however, woman is not independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. For as woman came from man, so also man is born of woman. But everything comes from God. Judge for yourselves, is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not the very nature of things teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a disgrace to him, but that if a woman has long hair, it is her glory? For long hair is given to her as a covering. If anyone wants to be contentious about this, we have no other practice, nor do the churches of God. This is one of these passages where there used to be a lot of discussion about, but it seems to have died off in recent years. It seems peculiar to us in the modern world that Christians were talking about who covers their head, who doesn't, who has long hair, who doesn't, who's in charge of women, who's in charge of men. A lot of this really is couched in the particular culture that Paul is speaking about. And our culture is really quite different. So what we have to wonder is if this culture was more godly in the way that it went about things, and whether our culture, even our Christian, so-called Christian culture that we have today, is more ungodly. Paul is careful, and he tells the Corinthians that they need to hold on to the teachings as he has passed them on to them. He says that God is head of all things. Then he says Christ, the head of Christ is God. The head of the man is Christ. And the head of the woman is the man. So there seems to be a hierarchy here. It is quite hard to work this out because we know that the second person of the Godhead, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not below or less than the Father, nor the Holy Spirit. They are all equal in power and glory. They dwell together in love and in fellowship and in total agreement with each other. So why he is putting this in this way is quite hard to see. We also have in verse 11, he talks about in the Lord. So this is obviously Christian. In Christian life, in Christian practice, in the Christian church, woman is not independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. And this seems to suggest he sees men and women in some kind of equality, equal standing before God. No one has the right to use their independence above the other. But everything, of course, comes from God. But the fact is that he talks about when people pray, women should have their head covered, because he says it gives them a kind of authority. If they are below the man, so to speak, then the head covering gives them some kind of authority. However, in our culture, that concept would work in an opposite way, that women have to cover their heads because they are somehow less, because they are below. He talks about cutting hair. He says a woman should have her hair shaved off if she won't cover her hair. In our culture, many women have very short hair, and our attitude towards that has changed from this time in the Holy Scriptures. He says that it's proper for a man to pray to God with her hair covered, with her head covered. And he talks about surely nature tells you that. He's saying that surely men shouldn't have long hair because it's a disgrace, and a woman should have long hair because it is her glory. Again, these two aspects are not really considered or thought about in our culture. The culture has moved on from that to other things. And yet, Paul seeks to be quite dogmatic at the end. He says, if anyone wants to argue about this, we have no other practice, nor do the churches of God. So it's going to be very difficult to actually sort this out as to what this actually means. Perhaps it is suggesting that men and women are equal as they come before God, as they come to the prayer meetings and the other meetings, they come as equal toward before God. But everything must be done with in a good way, in an orderly way, so that everyone is respected, so that no one is left disrespected because of what they do or don't do. It is difficult because it is quite dogmatic. In verse 6, if a woman does not cover her head, she should have her hair cut off. Every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonours her head. How that works in our culture would be quite hard to see because we do not judge people mostly by the length of their hair, and what they're wearing on their head. I don't know the definitive answer to this. I think we have to be respectful of each other. I think we have to have regard for each other. We have to go about all things with great dignity. And we must be aware that when we come to God, we come to our Creator, the one that from which everything comes. And we must come to him reverently and careful about what we say so that we do not bring disgrace on ourselves because of what we say or because of how we say it.